Hello, hello. Hey, Halima, you want me to unmute you?
I can do that. There we
There
go.
you are.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good
Hi.
evening, and good night, wherever we are. Yay.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome,
Welcome.
everybody.
Yeah. Did you get my text?
I did.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm just changing my name.
What's my name? What's my
So
name?
that I don't have the same name as you today.
Oh, okay.
Though you have a beautiful name. I love your name.
I love your name, Astura. Yeah, for
Yes.
those coming on early, just want to let everybody know that Deborah Mastura is also a Sufi and a very accomplished healer and author, speaker with a mission, big time mission.
On a mission.
And yeah, that's what we're talking about today, mission. So
Yay.
she's doing it.
And guess what?
Right.
Because how many years ago was that I had my hand analysis done by Halima? That was
Long time ago, St.
okay.
Helena, my friend's house in Main Street.
Yeah, it was 15, or it was more than 15 years ago. Okay. So here's a just for everybody who can hear this, if you have ever been on a track with something and wondered, well, is this from my ego or am I really supposed to be doing this? Is this what I'm meant to do? You know, all those questions that come up when we feel like we're on a mission and then we start questioning ourselves and questioning our path, then this is a really good thing for you to do is get a hand analysis reading with Halima because she confirmed for me that the passion that I was feeling inside really was meant to be here. And it like helped to just wipe out all of that questioning and doubt that comes in when we're, trying to accomplish something in the world and really gave me the strength and the confidence to just move forward with certainty and just go for it and do it. So if you're
And
thinking about it,
permission.
haven't done it yet, yeah, and permission, which is huge. I mean, that's a really big one for me in my lifetime somehow, that whole permission thing. So if you're thinking about it and you're not sure if you wanted to do it, then like do it, especially if you can relate to that in any way.
There's something about what people tell me is when they say, well, I always kind of thought that, but now I see it's written in my fingerprints, it's written in my hand, so I believe it. You know what I mean? So something about that confirmation. It's a deep soul confirmation.
Yeah.
So thank you. So welcome everybody. Woo-hoo! Week three for group calls, and I see somebody's chatting. So Deborah's going to take care of that, and I want to just say a big thank you to Deborah for helping me host everything. I was sharing with people that Deborah is also a Sufi. She's also a very gifted healer, and she's a gifted author, speaker, and she's on a mission. She has a couple of missions, and she's most recently she's got a new book coming out. But she also has, if anybody's had any trauma with sexual abuse. She compiled some amazing stories in a beautiful book called While We Were Silent that really talks about the healing journey of trauma due to sexual abuse and really helping us to find our voice again. So anyway, thank you, Deborah, for being here and in service. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Halima. It's an honor.
So thank you. So welcome, everybody. Week three. And I believe the agenda is finding our big why, opening to our mission, and also, what was the other thing? Purifying and downloading the why, and also understanding our life lessons, which are the exact medicine to open our life purpose. So let me just start with an opening prayer and then go into the meat of the program today. So I invite you all to sit back, relax. This will be recorded so you can listen again and again. And I pray that each week it's a deep soul transmission for what your heart and soul needs. I ask God, Spirit, the Divine, to use me as the vessel. God is the healer. Yashafi. So taking a couple of deep breaths, letting go of the day that already happened, the night, or whatever is the rest to do and the rest of your day, wherever you are. I'm really taking this time to open our hearts, our souls, our spirits, to remember the truth of who we are, to remember who breathes us and beats our heart. Asking this by the Surah Fatiha, the opener. It has all the sound codes that opens all our energy centers and connects us as one heart, one soul, in a way that we can feel it. I mean, we're always one heart, one soul. And we can, let's taste it. A'udhu billahi minashaitanir rajim. Bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbi alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Oh, my beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, all that is, please join our hearts and souls as spirits as one. Please to open our soul purpose, our passion, our mission, what was written in our soul before we were even born. At 14 weeks in utero, when the angels inscribed our decree that came from the divine creator. Help us to remember and to keep opening it and opening it and opening it for our joy, happiness, health, holiness, freedom, fulfillment, fun, creativity, and all the greater than imagined blessings of being in alignment with who our essence is and who our true creation is. Amen. 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 Okay, that feels good. So I just want to make sure, you know, we've only got, I think, less than a couple of weeks. We go till June 10th. The next two calls, this will finish up our three Wednesday calls. And then the final two calls will be Monday, June 3rd, Monday, June 10th at 1 p.m. New York time. So you'll receive reminders. And that will, you know, start be finishing up the call. So what I want to make sure with that everybody gets their needs met as much as I possibly can. And this program was meant to have two tiers. So the first tier is helping us all to remember the truth of who we are through the Sufi divine codes and names that wake us up and take us into our soul where our purpose is already written and help us to wake up. If we just did that, that is our highest purpose, to remember who we are, to awaken, to shine our light and emanate the divine recipe of divine qualities that we each were infused with and wired with. So there's 99 divine codes and each of us are carrying at least 3 to 5 of those just naturally. They are us. You know, whether we're a powerful being, where we're very capable. Maybe we are a healer. Maybe we are meant to be a teacher. Maybe we're here to really just be a creative force in the world, bringing things new. These are all divine soul qualities. So if we really just focused on our soul, that is one way to awaken our purpose and align it with our life. So our life is, you know, our personal life, our professional life, our spiritual life, our emotional life are all in alignment and in congruency. So that's one way to do it. And then there are people that signed up for the course. They're looking for a very practical way to bring their purpose in a way that they can earn them money. And to maybe make it a career or to express their soul purpose in the world and monetize it so that it can support them. So they can be supported. You can be supported living your passion. That's what I want. That's what I'm doing. So I just want to remind you of the tools that I have for that. We're going to do some of that today right now. And I want to remind you that there is a 32-page workbook called Self-Discovery Workbook. And in that, you go through different self-discovery reminder exercises where you remember your talents, you remember skills that you've forgotten, you remember what you're passionate about, you remember what your pain was about. So for me, you know, that's an important ingredient. I came into the world asking, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? And it was a huge pain point because nobody even knew what I was talking about. And so when I finally found my purpose and found a way through the hand analysis and through the Sufi way to help other people with that question, that's my purpose. But it came out of pain. So a lot of times that is what's happened. We're, you know, placed into a family or a situation where it's a setup where we're going to experience trials and tribulations and pains, and out of that healing flowers our purpose, our passion, our mission, in a career where, you know, there's nothing better than somebody who's teaching, healing, spreading a message, writing about something that they know personally and not something that they read in a book. So I invite anybody that wants to monetize their passion and purpose, really use that self-discovery book. There's also a chapter in there called Crafting Your Mission Statement. And so there's a tool in there where you can really come up with your niche, your way to express it in the world, to have a mission. There's also an action plan process. There's just so much, you know, just remembering who you are. And then there's a fun exercise that I put in that workbook and that I also put in the 30-day inspiration, which if anybody wants to try it this week, why don't you just close your eyes for a minute. Take a deep breath. Because we're going to ask your heart and not your head. And this is one of the exercises. So imagine, not with your brain, mind, logical, but just kind of imagine, feel, know, see, that you've been invited on Oprah Winfrey's new Super Soul Summit. And you have 15 minutes to share with the world something that you've learned that about you and about what can work for other people. Some skill, tool, message, creation that you would like to share. Just take a moment to just kind of really feel that. It could be a recipe, could be a message, could be a physical exercise. What is your particular flavor that you would like to share with Oprah and her audience of spiritual seekers that really want to know and to be helped by you? I'm just going to be quiet for a minute. Yapata, 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 yapata. Asking your heart and soul to open, asking the angels to whisper in your ears. Yapata, 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 yapata. What have you healed from that you'd like to share? What do you know? Maybe you can help us to know how to have fun. It could be little or small or big. It's no judgment. It's just your flavor. Yavata, 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 yavata. And feel your why. Why do you want to share that? Because you know it works. Maybe you know how to garden, maybe you know how to save seeds. It could be for the planet, it could be for children, for people, for animals, physical health, mental health, spiritual. Who are you? What do you have to say or share? Yafata, yafata. What are you angry about? What do you want to change the world, change something, education? There's a lot of light coming in. Just receive the light. If you don't get it now, you will get it. Yavata, the opener, open, open, open. Remember, Yavata, 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 Yavata. Yahalak, Yazahir. Yazahir. Here. Must be some good stuff because there's so much light coming in. So just opening your heart, your souls. It's already written. Everything's already written. It's like that movie Slumdog Millionaire. His whole life prepared him to win that $1 million. Yazah here. Out of our own way, out of our head, Azah here. Your whole life led you to this point, Azah here. Azah here. Azah here is the manifest. So what would you like to manifest in your life? And what does God want to manifest through you? So anyway, that's just one of the fun exercises that's in the 32-page book, and I hope that was helpful. But it's just fun to play, too, and just to imagine and play. This life is not meant to be so serious, and to remember that the divine wants us to be happy. And the divine wrote our purpose in our soul. It's what we love to do. It's what we're passionate about. And also written in our fingerprints and in our soul is our soul lessons, which lead us to our purpose. Which brings me to the other document that I have. So the 32-page document, if you want to monetize and really remember all the gifts you've been given and even ask for more, that's the 32-page self-discovery. Then I also have an 11-page document called The Four Master Keys to Opening Your Soul Purpose. And so for anybody that is unable or didn't get the life purpose hand analysis reading, these are the four master keys that if you just did that, everything would unfold effortlessly. You know, the universe, God delivers. We just have to get out of our own way. So there's four master keys. Let me just go through those really quickly in case anybody doesn't like to read. So if we just did these four things, these are the master soul lessons that we came into this planet to clean. To clear for ourselves and the soul of humanity, but always first for us. So 70% of the people are here to learn to know what it's like to be a spirit in a physical body. And what your master key is to learn is to be emotionally authentic. And so imagine that there's 88 keys on a piano and each key is an emotion. This is the planet of love. This is what opens our passion, opens our purpose. For those artists and writers and creative people, it's like it's being helping you open to be out, express yourself passionately. So, you know, there's a difference between a singer singing technically perfect and they're standing perfectly still and they're singing their song exactly perfectly still. That's one way to do it. But the way that you're going to get more clients, more joy for yourself and for your audience is emotionally. You're singing like Bette Midler. I'm old, so yeah, she's, you feel all of her. For your painter, you feel all of you in it. Beethoven, he just brought in, you know, before Beethoven, it was just technical music, and then he brought in emotions. And so we are, human beings are rare in the universe in that we have more emotions than any other being in the cosmos. So it's about really enjoying it, just having fun with all of that. And emotions are energy in motion. It's our body. It awakens up our body. So 70% of us, and this is my master key, and I'm still working on it. I came into a family that was not emotional. We were very, you know, laugh and the world laughs with you, and the rest of it we don't want to hear was sort of the thing. So that's been my life lesson. And as I am open, it's helped me open my passion more, open my heart. And it's the master key to open your purpose, my purpose. It says the internet connection is unstable. I don't know why. Then, so that's set for 70% of the people, according to the Hand Analysis Institute. The next master key is people here learning, and this is really for all of us, if you're especially, if you're on this call, is to rewire what it means to serve. So in God's way, in the way of the universe, the spiritual law is we never give at the expense of ourselves, and we are not here to suffer and sacrifice at the expense of ourselves. So it's called the school and the lesson, the master key of self-service versus self-sacrifice. So we've all been taught for thousands of years to suffer, sacrifice, and give everything to the point of exhaustion, getting taken advantage of and worn out. This is not the divine law. This is how the darkness has kept us as slaves to the people instead of servants to the divine, our divine self. So it's always learning, and this is what we're doing in this course too. We're filling up our divine cup, our chalice of our heart and soul, and so that we're giving from a full cup, a full well. And eventually, as you walk more on this path and fill your well to overflowing, it's like you're giving from the divine to the divine, by the divine, for the divine, and it's all the divine, and it's easy, and you're just a witness to it, and life is beautiful. So there's God, spirit, all that is always saying, you first, my love. I want you to be healed, saved, happy. I want you to have all the time, money, and energy you need. And I take care of everybody, and it's not your job, and you ain't God. So, yay! So that is true. And so as you do this in your microcosmic world, this is how you're helping the soul of humanity. The divine made this world with enough food for everybody to eat, but people get in a win-lose. And usually we're on the losing end, right? So you can put it on your refrigerator, win-win or no deal. So when anybody asks you for your time, money, or energy, it's checking in. What does my heart say? Is this mine or not? Can I really do it Wednesday or can I do it Friday? And let the, you know, and know that if it's not always up to you, and get out of the habit of saying yes automatically. So this is all in that 11-page, you know, four master keys. The last two keys, the next scene key would be people, it's called the School of Peace, Beauty, and Harmony. And people with this have a very beautiful, gentle soul. However, they come into a family that is a lot of chaos. And this could be everybody. We all have a piece of each of these. And what this master key is spending daily time in nature because your soul needs it. Whether it's a garden, if you live in Manhattan, I hope you live over, you know, in a condo overlooking Central Park. But it's about having balance between daily time, quiet in nature and beauty and harmony and meditation or taking a walk, whatever that does for you, versus being a workaholic. So the people in School of Peace tend to be out of balance. They tend to be workaholics. And then what happens is later on in life, when they don't have balance between busy time and downtime, their adrenals get burnt out. So, you know, you want to be careful with that one. There is a penalty for that one. Your adrenals burn out. And then the last, the most least seen master key, at least right now on the planet, is called, these are people called, they're in the School of Wisdom. But what it means is really, they have, their brains are too smart. And they have to learn to not listen to the beautiful, magnificent mind, but yet be in service to the wisdom of the unknown. And their master key is to learn to trust. Trust that life unfolds, that life delivers, and not trying to make it happen, because there's a deep fear. There's a bone-chilling fear that they want. They need safety, so they rely on their mind too much. So these are the four master keys. So I invite you to really, you know, read that document. See which one is speaks to you the loudest. And again, we each have a piece in all of it. So how it works in the hand analysis way, and I have seen it work, is that whether you know your purpose or not, whether you know your life lessons or not, which probably that's not going to happen, but if you just paid attention to those four keys, life would be grand. Your purpose would unfold and life would be beautiful. So I just want to make sure you're aware of those two documents. Okay. So then I just want to let you know also about the difference between a purpose and a mission. So some people, just for me, and this is in that 32-page self-discovery book, you know, our sole purpose, S-O-U-L, is something that we do in this lifetime, so that we can, there's a beginning and an end, and we can accomplish it in this lifetime. A mission is something greater than ourselves that can last beyond our life. So some people have a purpose, some people have a mission, some people have both. A mission example would be Mothers Against Drunk Driving. She's, you know, changed the laws forever, you know, due to a pain point. Again, back to, you know, what happens to us can be flipped around into the purpose, into a mission. Some people want to change the educational system, and that's a mission. And then for all of us, for many of us on this, in this program, our mission is to show up fully with our light. And especially for anybody that's empathic, very sensitive beings, you are here to shine your light, not absorb people's light. You're here to work with the collective. And so you're here to, you know, really, I invite you to really use these divine names, listen to the recordings over and over, the MP3s, so that you are living from the inside out and being part of the tipping point of holding the light on the planet. Because when the planet hits a point, a tipping point where there's more light than darkness, everything changes. All the free energy is released, all the win-win, all the food is distributed. Everybody eats, everybody thrives. So we're here at this time for a reason. And the enlightenment and the ascension is through the heart. You cannot ascend without the heart and the soul. So I just pray, this is my passion, my mission, to first start, make sure that I do my own work, and it's a constant journey and process. And it gets better and better and more blissful as we bring heaven to earth. That's what we're really doing. And it's only through the heart. Heaven is not in our head. It's in our heart and in our soul. So enough preaching for today. Does anybody have any comments before we do some healing work? I just had the teacher in me came out. Sorry. But I just want to make sure everybody gets that these tools are for every level. Does anybody want to comment?
If you have a comment, you're welcome to raise your hand. To raise your hand, you would click, if you hover your mouse over the bottom of the screen, it'll bring up the bar. You can see the little heads there. It says participants. Click on that, and at the bottom of that, it has a place where you can click to raise your hand, and I'll be happy to call on you and unmute you. You're also welcome to, if you don't want to speak or be seen, you can put it in the chat, and I'll read it.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to share what they're going to share on Oprah's Super Soul Summit, I'd love to hear. You can try it out on us, because this is, we're going to only give you unconditional love and acceptance.
Okay, we have a hand raised from Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi. Oh,
thank you so much. This just resonates beautifully for me. And so I made in the comments about, you know, we need to have a garden party. Life has to be here on Earth, because I got this bug about agriculture.
Beautiful.
Be done. So anyway, that's my personal thing. And then the whole balance between male and female polarities is such a big one that we don't need to fight. We just need to know how to cooperate better. And I don't know how we can do that better. Sometimes we just have a lot of triggers to it. So if you could comment on that, it'd be great.
Right. Okay. And triggers brings us back to last week, which is what is in the way, or whatever week that was, what is in the way is the way. So when a trigger comes up, it's like, okay, what's this? And it's usually the triggers are old stuff. It's not new stuff. The triggers, when we get extra angry, we get extra mad or something like that. A trigger is, it's intense.
Sorry.
And so, that's right. Bonnie's blowing her nose. So the triggers are extra, and it's usually the inner child. That's when the inner child work comes up. And so that's Deborah Mastur is really good with that, with healing with that. And so the trigger is the anger that we never got to express as a child. And so as we heal that, it's like, then we can be in the righteous anger. It doesn't mean don't get angry. It just means, okay, let's heal all the old anger so we can be in the present moment. And that's what 70% of us are doing with the emotional piece, is to be able to feel the feeling in the moment, express it appropriately, let it go. So when we're not expressing it appropriately, it doesn't mean you're bad. It just means, okay, what needs healing? That guy just reminded me of my dad and he's ticking me off. We forget that it's just your dad, but the little girl remembers that feeling. So yeah, always, yeah. So what's in the way is always the way, not good or bad. It's a signal, a clue. Remembering in the Sufi way, everything is for us and from us. So whatever in front of us, it's for us and from us. It's always in the mercy, in a gift.
So good about the emotions. I have an aspect that, because I've, you know, done some theater, that these characters just come in sometimes and they surprise me. But what they're saying makes really, it's like authentic at the time. And then I look back and say, what was that all about?
Right.
It's very interesting. And then I just, bless it.
Right. Just say thank you. Thank you for sharing. Each moment we're either listening to the voice of the divine or we're not. So that's the good test. Thank you, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? And anybody else want to share their 15 minutes of fame on Oprah or any comments?
Just reading comments. Elizabeth said, when you were speaking of trust as one of the schools, that's a big one for her and a strong mind.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to comment on that, or if I can just keep reading and you can comment.
Yeah, no, that's a big one. And that's what the Sufi practice is about, hopefully, is to eventually have a permanent connection between our head and our heart. So over time, we're doing these practices with chanting either the divine name of God or one of the divine codes, divine names, it will rewire us till we have that permanent connection and we have trust, and we can trust that and not our head and to trust that life will take us greater than imagined places than our brain could ever take us. I couldn't have planned I'd be on Aram and I'd be meeting you guys. I mean, I couldn't put that in a plan. People in the school with the strong minds and trust, they like to have a 5-year plan. Well, it doesn't work that way. It would be nice if it did, but it doesn't. So, yeah, thank you. It's not the easiest one. Glad I didn't get that one.
Just comments here. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Just comments here. Donald says, your teaching is most welcome And Doreen says, I love the work you are sharing, and I love that you don't sugarcoat it.
No, that would not be me. One of the divine qualities that the divine gave me that I'm wired with is Hak, which is the sword of the truth. So I tend to bottom line it. And I'm sorry, my emails are not flowery like other people's, but you do get the point, I hope. So thank you.
Okay, we have another hand raised. Mehar. And tell me, am I saying your name correctly, please? You're unmuted. Where are you?
Where are you? I don't see her.
Mehar, can you?
I don't know that she's on anymore because I don't see a microphone. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, she's there.
There she is. Hi.
But your sound is not coming through if you're speaking.
Yeah, I don't see a microphone on her picture.
Oh, wait, here she comes. Let's see. So I see you speaking, but I don't hear you speaking. And there is a microphone, so, and you're not muted on our end.
Oh, okay, because I don't see it on my. Can't hear you. Maybe if you could type it, because we can't hear you.
Or try unplugging your headset, maybe. That would help.
Okay. But still not hearing you. Okay, should we take someone else? Is there anyone else? Okay, Doreen has a question and a statement. Mehar, you're going to have to type it, I think.
I am muted. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
So one of my
Hi. Oh, let me see you. You're beautiful.
One of my struggles is between my spiritual work and my entertainment work. And my teacher who just left yesterday. No, of course they want me to do my spiritual work, that should be my focus. Since in working in entertainment, whether it's acting or writing, that is not stable. But to me, nothing in life is stable. And when I have done spiritual work, which I still do, but not on a large scale, but when I wanted to do it on a large scale, it didn't open up on a large scale. So to me, I mean, but it's a fight. Like if I don't quit doing the things that I love, are they not ever going to work out because I'm supposed to just be focused on spiritual stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but is that your passion? I mean, there's a way to do it with.
It's all my passion. I feel there is a way of doing it, but I felt,
absolutely there is. Absolutely there is. And, I just wouldn't maybe suggest picking parts where you're playing devils or something.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, it doesn't work like that.
Okay, good. I didn't know what kind of actress, if you're a movie or actor or stage.
I do it all, but I've never been offered anything like that. Okay. And, I've done television work. I've done commercial work and all of that.
Awesome,
The opportunities that aren't fully open for me, that I'm not being presented with, in a sense where I'm reaching a spiritual glass ceiling as such. I don't know what to call it because everything is unlimited. However, things haven't clicked the way I would like them to, even regarding my writing in regard to, wanting to sell projects or new opening, et cetera. And so they're like, well, that hasn't worked for you. So maybe you should just do this. And I'm like, if I'm looking for something steady, I would just be a nurse. No offense.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for you. So, If the divine made you, I'm sure your part of your purpose is to be, master of creativity and finding your appropriate stage. Mm. And so it's about always for all of us putting the divine first and our practices first and then watch what comes toward you. And if that's your passion, follow your passion because that's what's when the divine wrote your decree inside you, creativity in all forms is part of it. And only the way that you can express it from your core. So it needs to be a representation of the passion from the way you would express it from your core. my Sheikh and spiritual guide, Sufi master from Jerusalem, you know, we had a beloved that is an actor, actress, we say actor, right? And very talented. And he totally encouraged her to go to LA, get found, get, you know, just go for it. And, you know, she didn't lose her connection. You know, it's about just not losing your connection. That's all it is. So if you can do what you're doing without losing your connection, that's the master key. And she loves it. And she's a writer and she's, you know, multi-talented. And what did open to support her was she found a way to do some healing work after she healed her own self. You know, she came through a path of, you know, I don't know what your life soul lessons have been, what your pain points are, but as she healed that, she does have a healing practice that gives her a lot of money to one woman shows and, you know, just to follow where the openings happen for her, whether it's New York, LA, Sacramento. So does that help at all? Or?
I mean, I do spiritual work as well. I work as a healer, as an intuitive, I do spiritual counseling. And, you know, and even wanting, you know, their story is for me to take it on a larger scale, like on a bigger scale.
Okay, you know, so like, how does that feel to you?
All of that is fine. When I had my first book out, that was the goal, and it just didn't happen. Uh-huh. You know? And the second book, which is, I believe, soon to come through, they're rewriting it. Rewriting the outline, you know, but even in my writing, in script writing, it's not say spiritually based, but the lessons are there. You know what I mean?
Beautiful, yeah. You can be a badass. You can be a badass and still be spiritual. That's true. My, right? Because God made you the way God made you. So why can't you do both? You could do it all.
I am trying to, that is the goal. That's what I've been wanting to do. It just hasn't monetized itself in a way, I guess, or opened up into the level that one would really like.
So my question to you is, a lot of the creative people are in the school of service. So where are you not charging enough for what you do? Or maybe, you know, so that's maybe something to look at. And did you get a hand reading at all? Did you purchase that?
I can't remember.
Okay. Yeah. So usually the creative people, it's like, it's just a journey to find your appropriate stage. And so just to be creative and to also whatever you've healed through, that's your message, whatever you personally have healed through. And for everybody, we can be a badass. It's like being authentic is the key, you know, and there's no shoulds. People in the school of service think, oh, I should do this because that's, you know, all that. So what it's like moving from the inside out. There's no shoulds. Don't should on ourselves. And no duty, no burden, no obligation. It's like, how can you do all of it? And to remember, for all of us, one of the master keys is how much can we receive? Most of us have a PhD degree in giving. So even if you're, when you're an actor on stage or your book, you give your creative piece, whether it's your artwork, your book, your performance. And then how much are you open to receiving applause, recognition, appreciation, and reward? So we give our healing, we receive, and it's always asking the divine, what would you have me do and what would you have me charge? Because usually we give ourselves too little, you know? So, yeah. So I say do it all, be a badass if you're a badass. If you're not a badass, be a nun, be whatever God has made us to be, you know? Because those are the people, when God makes a message bearer, God makes the people that need to hear it through your particular filter, through your recipe and through your, which is why I was doing that 15-minute exercise. So this is for everybody, you know? So does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if that's been helpful or not, but if you still, you know, if you want to unpack it a little bit more, you know, book a 15-minute session.
We have a session.
Okay. Good. But yeah, if you just want to talk something out or if you want to have check in with me, hold the space to ask, are you charging enough for your sessions? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, gorgeous. Let us know when you're going to be on stage so we can go see you. Thanks.
Okay. So we have three in the queue. We have Elizabeth, then Corinna, then Shelley.
Okay. So beautiful.
I'll read Elizabeth's question on chat. Can you speak to the emotional body and emotions, especially when they don't make sense? I've been emotionally eating lately to cope. I'm also in the entertainment industry. She says, hi, Doreen.
Oh, wow.
But lack clarity on my purpose.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I can tell you, like, the emotional eating is usually out of fear, and it's usually the little girl just stuffing things we don't want to feel. And that's one of the prime things of that lesson of emotional authenticity is no stuffed feelings allowed. And so that's one way of coping, but not making yourself bad. And I also want to say, it makes me say for some reason that our purpose is what is a little bit scary. You know, when we're on the edge, that means we're really doing it. So it's not like one and done. It's like, it's always challenging ourselves to expand and expand and expand. And, you know, so that's the only thing that brings up for me. I can't tell you what your purpose is. I can tell you if you work through that 32-page book, it will help you. And if you really unpack that's really watch why and get to the emotional underlying reason why you are stuffing the fear. You know, that would be a master key. And we'll see what happens when I do the when we do the healing and all like that, see if that opens anything for you. And if you want to know your purpose, this is for anybody, just really ask the divine. And we'll be doing a practice with that this week and next week as well. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not really a mystery. It's what you love to do, what makes you happy. So hope that helps. And maybe the healing will help open something even more.
Okay. Next up is Corinna. I'm going to unmute you, Corinna. Mm.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So in the 15 minutes with Ofra, what happened was that I saw myself, I wasn't really talking to her.
Uh-huh.
Doing like a healing transmission. And at the same time, I had visuals in the background that I had created. And I was also kind of singing a song that I'd written.
All right.
To do with the divine feminine. Now my question is, because I actually had that question before the show, before this started today, this class. So I have performed in the past, and the only time that I don't feel like I have to explain myself is when I'm on stage doing that kind of work where it has to do with expressing through voice and, you know, just being there really.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like my biggest pain still is that if I'm not doing that, often I'm misunderstood, and that really messes with my confidence. That's the best I can explain it. So I'm wondering what that is, why I'm being misunderstood, and what I can do to alleviate.
Yeah.
The question, it's like the only time I feel like I'm really seen for what I came for and for who I am is when I'm doing these performances, but I'm not doing them currently because I haven't had the chance for a long time.
Uh-huh. I've
just been certified as a hypnotherapist, which is great because that state of deep that really suits me. Mm-hmm. But I like that state, and I feel like through singing I can reach that stage, and other people sometimes can when they hear my voice.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's a
were you understood as a child? Were you seen and understood and heard as a child?
I think I sang to myself mostly as far as I can remember. And uh-huh. I've not understood as a child. But even today in, you know, in circles like this, or even with professionals, often I'm misunderstood.
Uh-huh.
Like people get triggered left and right, and I don't even know what happened.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get, you're getting a hand reading, I believe, right?
I'm getting a session.
You're getting a session. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the session, we can look at something. There's a system called the Human Design System, uh-huh. and there's a small fraction of people that have a closed aura and people can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
And there's also a design where unless they invite you to speak, they can't hear you or they're going to misunderstand you. So it's not personal. So yeah. I can just kind of help you with that, just to kind of see where that, if that fits in for you or not.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. So, but I'll need your birth date, time, and place. I need your exact birth time in order to do that, if you have that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do our session, we can just, I'll just take a peek at that. I'm not a professional analyst, but I know enough to tell you it's not personal. Sing more. And I pray you find your appropriate stage.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Because when God, somebody makes you a singer like that in the soul. And the other thing is what I found on a lot of people and a lot of people here on this path is the more you walk and the deeper a soul person you are,
yeah.
there's not a lot of people going to get you anyway. You just have to find your tribe.
I think
it can be very painful. I can't stand small. Yeah, I can't stand small talk anymore. I'd rather stay home alone. So, you know, just to be aware of that, to find the people that do get you and that, you know, that are deep, because I can tell you're very deep, more not a surface type person. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get you. I get it. I get it. So thank you. And that's a beautiful vision. So hold that vision and yes. Oprah will find you. Okay. Yay. Okay. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Praise the Lord. How are we doing? I want to make sure we save time for healing.
Okay, good. So I'm unmuting Shelly now, and then we have Alana.
Okay. And then after that, we will go into some healing.
Hey, Mary, I'll try and be quick. Mine's a little confusing.
Uh-huh.
I'm a flight attendant full time and absolutely despise it. I make great money. I can fly as little or as much as I like. I try to be very neutral, but I can't stand being caged up and I'm exhausted. So it's very hard to stay neutral. Now, I'm also an intuitive healer.
Uh-huh.
So my calling is the healing. However, I feel, how do I phrase it? I'm almost to the point where I just want to quit everything because I'm burnt out. I'm tired. As you know, the healing gets very exhausting and I have more of a clear cognizance, and we do have a hand session coming up on the first, which I know will help to get more clarity. But I guess what I'm wondering, I'm afraid to take the step of leaving my flying where I can make absolutely phenomenal money to rely on the energy business, which is not paying the bills. So it's that taking that leap of faith. But I guess what I'm wondering is if the flying is truly, truly my block and what's creating the creative juices from coming through and the gifts from really opening up.
Right. Yeah. So I don't ever tell anybody to, you know, just quit with no money and no plan.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I'm still flying.
Yeah. So can you do it part-time?
Yeah, here's what I started.
Just with international flights or something?
No, I don't do international because I hate to be on long flights. However, most of my flights are coast to coast. So I'm in the air, you know, about
9 hours
a day anyways, 13 to 16 hour duty days with short layovers. So next month, what I did was I bid very high time 2-day trips so I could have 5 days off a week.
Okay. So, I mean, it's win-win, it's a balance. So, I mean, if you can go part-time and step in.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm, and then you're telling the universe, okay, I'm taking action, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then the universe can, you know, you take one step and the God takes 100 steps towards you. So, and then also in our session. I think it's a healing session because
when I don't remember what we. I think I know I sent in for a hand, but maybe it's both. I don't know. I want.
No, we're just doing a healing session on the first, so I can help you. We'll also remind me that we can make sure that we ask the divine how much the divine wants you to charge.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, we can do it all. We can do it all.
Thank you.
We don't have to suffer. And Alana, hello.
Here, I'm going to unmute you, Alana.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi.
Interesting. So I have innovator life purpose, and every time I do the soul purpose meditation, I hear right, right, right. And, you know, other modalities I've done, I hear right, right, right. But I never get that passion. I have, you know, a gajillion unfinished projects. I mean, I always make the excuse I need to make money before, but I'm just wondering how those tie in together. When I did my Oprah moment, it was more like I saw myself discussing a project, like a cause or maybe something bigger. And I just, it's always talking to me. It's always like a rattle that I have, but I, you know, it seems like if it was that much of a rattle, I would have done something.
A lot of people that are writers, many of them, they speak first and then just record it and then transcribe it. So sometimes people, it's easier to speak than it is to write. So the more times you can be in front of people, just start a little women's group or something where you just, you know, just start speaking, transcribe it, record it. You can get a little recorder for $70 that has like 18 hours.
Right.
And then it transcribes it and things like that, or Audio Pro on your phone. It transcribes it for you and everything. So, yeah, that might be a way to do it. You know, if people say, right, well, sometimes it's speak. And then you don't know what you have to say until you speak it. That happens to me sometimes.
Well, then it comes out and it's all, sometimes it's like a real great direct line. Other times just like a big muddled mess. And I feel like when it comes out, when I put it on the paper, it gets lost energetically. And then I have a hard time. I don't know if that makes sense.
Right. That's why you might want to record it. So, because then it's captured. And it's not coming from your head. It's when you're speaking, it's more connected to your heart and soul.
I guess I'm just waiting for more of a heart inspired, and maybe it's just I have to work on it. I don't know.
Well, you might be in that school of wisdom, and you know what the motto for that one is? Just do it.
Yeah.
It's the Nike motto, because it's not going to be perfect. People in the school of wisdom that have magnificent minds are waiting for the perfect plan, or they're waiting from a download that says, go do this. Yeah. And
I'm in deep hiding right now. I'm coming out of it. I'm really big hiding. So
So just trust the process, and you know, keep doing and during the healing too, we'll be asking for a download, and just do something every day. You know, if you're a writer, write. If you're a singer, sing. If you're a speaker, speak. And you know, even just start. If you think, even just try different things out, and it will show.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I'm reminded of Marianne Williamson. You know, she thought she was going to be a famous, you know, movie star and actress, and all the acting and all the, you know, the writing and speaking she did, now is channeled into spiritual work, and then now running for president, all these things. So it's, you know, it's a journey. It just keeps opening and opening and opening and opening, and we just do what we can today, which will lead us to the next.
Okay.
And the next. Okay, I think that's it, right? So we have 35.
Well, one more did come in if you want to.
We'll take that, and then we'll end the comments, and I'll stay on for a little bit afterwards, but we'll turn the recording off.
So this one says, working with trust issues, and the flip side of that is judgment and resistance. Can you suggest qualities?
For all those three?
Trust, judgment, resentment.
Well, the first thing is congratulations. Congratulations. You're aware of what it is. That's the first step. And remember, there's only two voices, the voice of resistance or the voice of the divine. So you welcome the voice of resistance and what's it trying to tell you. And then awasia, back to the first call, awasia, making space for all of it. So the quality would be awasia. Okay, I'm in resistance. Probably because it's really what you're supposed to be doing. And usually underneath the resistance is fear. But it's okay. You're making space for all of it. And maybe that fear is reminding you when you were a little girl and you stood up and you spoke and you got shut down, or you joined a choir and they told you, hey, you mouth it. You can't carry a tune, whatever it is. It's just reminding you of that. And we heal that. We bring love to that. We bring awasia. And remember, we can be with resistance, fear, pain, and with the divine at the same time. Yawasia, yawasia, yawasia. And if it's up big, you can schedule a healing session. And I would love to work with you on that. Or if that, you know, otherwise, you know how to do it. Yawasia, yawasia. And then for trust, yawakil. It's really wasia, making space for all of it. And don't resist the resistance. That's where we get caught. Don't resist the resistance. Then we're caught. Okay, thank you. It's for all of us. We're all human. We all have all of this. So thanks. We're all helping each other. We're all walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. Okay, all right. Let's go. Let go of all that stuff. Let's do some healing. Let's do some receiving. When I say healing, we're just going to do receiving, allowing. And we're going to work with three divine qualities. And I will email these to you, and I will also post them on Facebook. So sit back, relax. Don't try to take notes, please. I invite you to receive fully. I'm going to take a sip of water. So I invite you to just sit back, relax. Make sure that you're letting that furniture hold you up. You're not, you know, stretching forward. Feeling your bellies. Bowing that beautiful third eye and head to your heart, the heart brain, the heart intellect, the heart that's connected to the soul, that's connected to the divine in you. Relaxing your belly, opening your pelvic floor, feeling your legs, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet. Imagine growing a grounding cord into the center of the earth, connecting with Mother Earth, sending her love, and allowing her to send you love in a beautiful white, sparkly, golden light up from the center of the earth through all the layers, up through the earth, up through the concrete, even if you're on a high-rise building, up through the soles of your feet. Wrapping around your ankles, filling your legs, your calves, your knees, your thighs. Let that light coming into your root, your sacral, your abdomen, up your spine, your back. Opening your crown to the heavens. And yet resting in the fulcrum of your heart, allowing your breath to massage the center of your chest inside. So you're breathing normally, but just like also gently remembering that beautiful heart, soul, spirit, divine self. Remembering that you're a divine representative of the divine on this earth, carrying a direct connection, no middleman. You are a divine sovereign being. Opening your crown to the heavens, and always there is a divine, sparkling light of divine compassion and mercy and unending, unconditional love always raining down from the heavens. We just have to open our cup to receive it. Ya Rahman, opening your crown and just letting that beautiful waterfall of light, white, sparkly, in some cases gold light, coming down through your crown. Bathing your third eye, your pineal gland, pituitary, hypothalamus, coming down through your throat, through your neck, through the back of your mouth, through your tongue, through your thyroid, your throat. And now moving, letting that waterfall just wash into your cup, your chalice of your heart, filling your cup to overflowing. Connecting the earth with the heavens, bathing in the ocean of love in your heart, soul, secret, spirit of the heart. Just let your chalice open, 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 your cup in your heart. And remembering that the heart is a hologram. It contains everything. So by just focusing on that, it fills you. And then the heart organ that sits in your heart center will take all that light and pump it through all your organs, your bones, your blood, your marrow, and every cell of your being to light you up on the inner and the outer. Bismillah Rahman Rahim Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen Rahman Rahim Maliki Yamidin Iyak Nabudu Ayak Nasta'in Hidina Sirat Al Mustaqim Sirat Al Adin Anamta Alehim Ghairul Makdubi Alehim Waladalin Amin 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 Amin. Bismillah Kikamima Fikishvianta Shafi Shafiya Uliya Chukasakama. The divine is the healer. I ask for the complete healing of body, mind, heart, soul, spirit, and especially today, right now, asking the help of the angels, the saints, the whole cosmic beings, and all the divine souls and any ancestors that want to help each of us open and expand our soul purpose to remember the truth of who we are, the truth of our own unique creation, as unique as our very fingerprints, as unique as every hair on our head. And to be fully, authentically us, to heal what's ever in the way, to know that what is in the way is the way, and to open, expand, wake up, remember why we're here, what gives us joy, and to, if it's correct, in alignment with your intention. My intention is always to put the divine first, put my heart first. And if that's your intention, make that intention to open to your divine creation. So first we're going to work with three divine codes. The first one is Yah Fatah. And this has come up before, but this Fatah is twofold. Every divine name has the dark side and the light side in it, encoded in it. Each divine name is always encoded with love and mercy. But Yah Fatah, F-A-T-T-A-H, Yah Fatah, remembering the ah sound opens the heart. This divine name reveals that divine God's ability to open any difficulty or possibility that is needed. It also opens, because it means the opener, to help us to begin any new venture in our lives that we're wanting to open. This recitation of the name opens the way for movement and change through transforming any inner blockages that limit us. It also clears doubt and worry and fear. So it heals that, but it also opens. So wherever you are, if you're needing to clear resistance, doubt, fear, self-sabotage, you know, listening to your mind, Fatah can help heal that. On the other side of it, if you're wanting to open something new in your life, opening a healing practice, open to your purpose, you can make that intention and we'll call on Yah Fatah and it will open whatever it is that you need in the moment. So take a second, because it always starts with intention. Make your own intention. Do you want to open healing for what's in the way, or do you want to open something new? Or do you want to open your soul purpose? So just make a quick intention, prayer. What do you want to open in your life? It can be anything. Or what do you want to open a way to clear from something? Okay, so remember the qualities are for the heart and soul. So if you want to put your hand, your right hand on your upper center of your chest, up by the thymus. And if you want to chant with me, you're welcome to chant with me. Otherwise, just receive the transmission. So let me say it a few times first and then join me. Yah Fatah, Yah, which means, oh, Vata, you are the opener, you who heal doubt, worry, fear, resistance. Oh, Vata, you who open a new way, a new venture, a new life, a new relationship, whatever it is. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Feeling it vibration under your hand. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Open our minds, our hearts, our souls, our spirits. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Closing your eyes, bowing your head, really feel it. A lot of light coming in. Opening light. Yah, Vata. We'll give you exactly what you need. Yah, Vata. 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 Feel your bellies relaxing, relaxing, allowing. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata. Feel that Yah, Vata. Imagine that Vata is going deeper and deeper inside, behind and behind, and down, back out towards your spine, and out through the back door, and opening your soul. Yah, Vata. Open our souls and our spirits to remember. Yah, Vata. 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 Beautiful. More and more lights coming. Yah, Vata. Vata, 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 Yah, 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 Vata. Oh, angels, oh, prophets, holy saints, holy ones, open them, help them remember. Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata. Open their hearts, souls, spirits. Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata. Release doubt, worry, fear, resistance, self-sabotage. Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata. Remove any veils that are stopping them from opening, remembering the truth of their creation, their perfect holy and whole creation. Yah, Vata, 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 Yah, Vata. Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, relaxing your belly. Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata, Yah, Vata. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Yep, beautiful. So now that you're open, we're calling on the next one. The Awakener. Yabaeth. B-A apostrophe E-E-T-H. The Awakener. Just stay inside, beloved. You don't have to remember this. This name reveals the divine's ability to raise the dead and awaken consciousness. Allah can awaken any of us. Awaken us to the divine presence inside us. Recitation of this name brings the beginning of enlightenment, higher consciousness, and divine soul purpose. So just receive this. Yabaeth, Yabaeth, Yabaeth. O Awakener, awaken us. Awaken our purpose. Awaken our passion. Awaken us to whatever needs to be awakened in us. You are the Awakener. Yabaeth, Yabaeth. Yeah, by ETH. In this case, feel the ETH going right into the heart and soul. Yeah, by ETH. Yeah, by ETH. Just let me transmit it. Yeah, by ETH. Yeah, by ETH, oh, awakener, please. And I ask the angels and all the saints and the holy ones and the cosmic beings and the prophets, la hale illallah, la hale illallah, la hale illallah. Jesus Rasulullah, Mary Rasulullah, Moses Rasulullah, Abraham Rasulullah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Isaiah, all the saints and holy prophets and all the religions, please to help. All the Buddha saints, the Hindu saints, all the saints. Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith, awaken us to our purpose, our mission, our passion. Aba'ith, 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 oh, awakener. Aba'ith, 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 awaken our minds, our hearts, our souls. Aba'ith, Aba'ith, Aba'ith. Aba'ith, Aba'ith, Yaba'ith, 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 Yaba'ith. If the divine can wake up the divine can wake us up. Yaba'ith, we who are awake and alive, Yaba'ith. Yaba'ith, fully human, fully alive, bringing heaven to earth in our own being. Aba'ith, shining our light. Yaba'ith, 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 awaken our talents. Aba'ith, Yaba'ith, 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 awaken our voice, our purpose. Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith. Yaba'ith, and if you want to chant now, Yaba'ith, 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 let it fill your cup, let it fill your belly, Yaba'ith, let it fill your mind, Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith. Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith. So just take a moment quietly inside. Feel, know, see, imagine, receive that divine code awakening you. Yaba'ith, 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 Yaba'ith. Just feel the light. There's so much light. Each code has a different color, sound, and frequency, and light. Let it do what it does. Yaba'ith, 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 Yaba'ith. Help it wake up the heavens inside you. Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith. Let it wake up your surrender. Yaba'ith, Yaba'ith. Surrender to the heart and to the divine, not the head. Yaba'ith, 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 Yafata, Yaba'ith, Yafata, Yaba'ith. And now we want to do the third divine code, which again, I'll send in an email. Yawahab. W-A-A-H-H-A-A-B as in Bravo. Yawahab. God, Spirit, all that is the bestower. This divine code name says that the divine is the only true bestower of gifts, purpose, goodness, and manifestation to his or her or its creation. Recitation of this divine name brings answering to prayers and calls forth all of the divine's gifts to us. So just take a moment to make your intention, to either realize gifts you already have, to open up to the greater imagined gifts that has already been written in your soul before you were born, to wake up any gifts in you that are sleeping, asking the bestower to remind you of your gifts, open your gifts, to receive your gifts, to say yes, to remember that the divine is the bestower of all gifts, time, money, energy, health, purpose, talents, skills, relationships, finding your tribe. So just open and let's ask the bestower to bestow all the gifts that are for you to manifest in this world, for you to receive for your happiness. Yawahab, Yawahab, Yawahab. O bestower, help us to open to our gifts. Help us manifest them, receive them. You are the bestower. Help us step, use our gifts. Yab Wahab. Yawahab. Yawahab. O bestower, bestow us our gifts. Yawahab. 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 Again, this is for your heart, your upper chest. Yawahab. Ya Fata, Ya Ba'ith, Ya Wahab, Ya Wahab, Ya Wahab, the bestower, the giver of gifts, lavishly, the one who gives steadily, lavishly, and without moderation, the one who surrounds his creatures with gifts and blessings without expecting anything in return because it is our birthright. We don't have to earn it or deserve it. It is truly a free gift without expectations. The divine name of the one who forever gives opportunities, visible and invisible, in this world and in the hereafter. Yawahab, Yawahab, Yawahab. Yawahab, 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 Yawahab gives abundance. Yawahab, Yawahab, Yawahab opens doors, expected and unexpected. Yawahab, Yawahab connects us to what we need to be connected with. Yawahab, Yawahab. Yawahab, feel that ha vibrating in your chest. Yawahab, 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 Yawahab. So it says to do 196 times for our souls to receive all our gifts in our souls. So I'm going to do it really quickly. So just feel it, receive the transmission. Yawahab, 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 Wahab, 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 Wahab. Wahab, open to all your gifts. Yafata, Yawahab, 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 Yawahab. Help us get out of our own way. Yawahab, Yawahab, say yes. Yawahab, 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 Yawahab. Yawahab, please, angels, saints, holy ones, help us, help us, help all the beloveds on this call and all those crying to receive what they need to receive from your unending giving. Yawahab, 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 Yahab, 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 Wahab, 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 Yahab, Yahab. Beautiful, a lot of lights coming in. Open, open, open. Yahab, 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 Yahab. Asking for the gift of life, gift of health, and or if you need to ask for the gift of an easy death. Whatever it is that you need, Yahab, 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 an easy sustenance, an easy way to make a living, Yahab, 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 to open our voice, Yahab, 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 help us to find our stage, Yahab, 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 Yahab. Give us the gift of being able to receive fully your gift, Yahab, Yahab, Yahab. Give us the gift, bestow us the gift of trust, Yahab, 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 Yahab. Help us to remember to receive the gift of nature and beauty, Yahab, 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 Yahab. Give us the gift. Help us remember the gift of emotional authenticity, passion, purpose, whether we're a badass or a nun or a badass. Help us be, receive the bestowal of who you made us to be. Yahab, Yahab, Yahab. Be authentically, fully, passionately us. Yahab. Just a few more. Yahab, 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 Yahab. Receive, beloveds, receive. The light of bestowal is coming in. Open, open, receive. Allow. Yahab, 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 Yahab. Put your head under your heart. Put your head on the floor. Yahab, Yahab. It can be easy. Yahab, 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 Yahab. It's a gift. This life is a gift. Yahab, Yahab. Not a punishment. Yahab, 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 Wahab, 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 Yahab, 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 Yahab. Freely given gifts. Yahab, Yahab. We don't have to earn it or deserve it. It's for us. Yahab, 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 for our joy, Yahab, happiness, Yahab, 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 Yahab. Just take a moment to receive. For some people, I can feel their divine feminine opening to receive more. The left side of their heart chakra, their heart organ. Yahab. Yafatah, Yahab. Yafatah, Yahab. Yafatah, Ba'ith, Wahab. Yafatah, Yahab. Yafatah, Yahab. Excuse me. Yawahab. Yafatah 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 Yawahab. Wow, so much light and it's opening, opening. If you feel any constriction, just say Fatah right into it and let it open more so it can be healed. Yafatah Yawahab. Yafatah Yawahab. Releasing any place that's in a no. Yafatah Yawahab. Yafatah Yawahab. Yafatah Yafatah Yashafi Yashafi Yashafi. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi Alameen, Ar Rahman, Rahim, Maliki Yamideen, Yakana Buduwa Yakana Stain, Hidina Surat Allah Mustaqim, Surat Allah Dina Namta Alehim, Ari Makdubi Alehim Aladali. Amin, 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 Amin. Beautiful. I can feel that left side cleaning now, opening. There's more light coming in. Yafatah, 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 Yafatah. Feeling the heart help being helped. Yafatah, Yafatah, Yafatah. So I'm going to quick do the prayer of light for everybody, but to send you home all fluffed up and with the light of protection. And then we'll turn off the recording. And then Deborah, if you have to go, that's fine. But I'll stay on the call a little bit if anybody has any questions, but it won't be recorded. Thank you, beloveds, for coming. I invite you to please to continue just to listen to all the tools that are available to you. I look forward to the one-on-one sessions and the hand readings. And I ask the divine to bless you, to keep asking the divine to help you to receive Wahab, Afatah, Wahab, all that's given to you. Ask this through the prayer of light. Allahumma ijal fi kalb hadal insan nuran. O Allah, please put light in the hearts of these humans. Wa fi nafs hadal insan nura, and light in our souls. Wa fi ruh hadal insan nura, and light in the spirit. Wa fi akal hadal insan nura, and light in the intellect of the heart. Allahumma ij'al anyamani hadal al-insan nura. Ya mu'min, please to put the light of faith and trust on our right side. Wa anyasri hadal insan nura. Ya muhaimin, please to put the light of protection on the left side. Wa minamami hadal insan nura. Ya aziz, please to put the strong light of strength of Aziz in front of us to make the way easy and straight. Wa min kalfi hadal insan nura. Ya jabbar, beautiful compelling light out behind us. Wa takta adami hadal insan nura. Yes, salam, peace, safety, security underneath our feet as we walk safely on this earth. Wa fauki rausi hadal insan nura. Ya kudus, kudus, kudus. Beautiful holy light above our heads. Allahumma ijali hadal insan nura. O Allah, divine spirit, mother, father, all that is, please make us all light. Make our whole selves light. Ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir. Ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir. Light up our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our spirits, our energy field. Ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir. Light up our bones, our brains, all of us, inside and out. Ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir. May we face only you. May we be only the light. May we shine our light fully. Ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir, ya mutakabir. Amen, 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 amen. So thank you again, beloveds. This concludes the recording section of the 90-Minute Healing Week 3 call. And should I turn the recording off or to you or Deborah?